If you have your Bibles, you could open it up to Proverbs. We're going to share just a little. Then we'll go into what the Lord has showed me to do. And, you know, sometimes we kind of wonder, you know, am I doing everything the way God wants me to? One thing about our Father, He gives us instruction. See, it don't always come. Sometimes we're looking for it in a strong wind or an earthquake. But with a still, small voice, He speaks often. Some in order to hear a still, small voice, sometimes you have to walk around listening. Sometimes you have to sit there and listen. On Thursday, when Pastor started reading in Proverbs, I'm like, okay, he's about to get on where the Lord was taking me. But when we were gone, we spent a lot of time in the cabin we were staying in just listening. And it's amazing sometimes what you learn when you listen. You know, I don't know if anybody here questioned what Pastor done Thursday night with the kids, but, you know, our kids oftentimes hear more and understand more than we give them credit for. Yesterday, we got up and we done unleavened bread. Then when it was all done, Elaine asked Carson what he learned when Pastor asked him to go and find the masa. And at first, he wouldn't say much. But when his mom came to the house, he says, "Mom, you want some masa?" I couldn't even say that word on Thursday before service started. But he kind of picked it up pretty quick. But when they got ready to leave, Elaine put some in a Ziploc bag and said, "Here, take it." And he says, "Well, Mimi, I got to pay you for it." He said, "Pastor paid for it, so I got to pay you for it." He said, "But I only have a dollar." But see, they hear a lot more than we think. They understand a lot more than we think. And what I want to talk about is wisdom and understanding. You know, we were preparing for this week. The whole time we were going, all I thought about was just getting back home to prepare for this week. And, you know, I can tell you, this year meant a whole lot more to us than it did last year. Last year, I remember, you know, and pretty much the same thing was said. You got to get all the leaven out your house. But we just left the loaf of bread there. We're just not going to eat it, but we'll let it sit there. Well, on Wednesday, we done hamburgers. So when we went to get the stuff for the hamburgers, we went to Freeman's and come walk around the corner. And it was that fresh baked French bread. So well, that's what I'm eating my hamburger with. My wife's like, "Well, what you going to do with the rest?" I think she made me start 12 hours early. But we did. We had hamburgers that night, and the next day we started cleaning out the leaven. You know, we didn't put it in a cabinet somewhere. Because in the past, that's what we done. We put it in a cabinet. Well, if you don't see it, you're not going to want it. But that ain't what God said. He said, get it out your house. Get rid of it. So we started, you know, we was looking at stuff, not, you know, and I think she even Googled some stuff to see if it had leaven in it. You know, when God says to do something, you want to do it right. But this year meant something. A whole lot more than it meant last year. Because the more understanding you get in what God's trying to get done in his, the more wisdom you get in it, the more understanding you get, the better you want to do it. The more you want to please him. And that's what it was about. It was about pleasing Yahweh. And that's what it has to be about. It has to be about pleasing our Father. And while we were in Indiana, we spent several mornings. We got up and the Lord just like, just sit down. Don't say nothing. Just listen. And I've done that several times each week. And when the Lord said, okay, you could go do what you're supposed to be doing, we'd leave. But sometimes just listening, it's amazing what you find out. And I remember sitting there and the Lord said, just start reading Proverbs. So I started reading, and when I got to chapter 3 and 4, it was like, wow. Because see, it's not only about, in order to get wisdom and understanding, we got to be willing to allow God, either by his spirit, by his word, and sometimes even through the leadership, to be corrected. See, everybody wants blessings. Everybody wants, just make it simple, everybody wants a paycheck, but not everybody wants to work for it. Sometimes we have to be willing to be corrected by the Spirit of God. Because when we can accept correction, it brings wisdom, knowledge, and it brings understanding. And then we have to understand why we have that. You know, there was a time we didn't know all the stuff we know now. There was a time we didn't understand things in God's word like we understand it now. But thank God for grace. Thank God he was gracious to us, that Yahweh had mercy on us, and he said, look at them. He said we were like the Israelites. We were running around in circles. You know, and people talk about, you know, when are we going to have these good services? When are we going to have these services where it's exciting and stuff's happening? Listen, services we've been having's been exciting. You say, well, nobody's running around, nobody's shouting. Listen, we had them fall out in trees in here. We had them laid out in the spirit. Brother Chad said, you want this mic or are you going to be quick? So no, I'm going to just wave my coat one time and it'll be done. And he just done doing exactly what he just done. But you see, people get used to that. People get used to those things happening. But you look around and that very ones that were slain in the spirit, the very ones that was laid out in the... Because we had more trees on the platform at one time, and they were laid out in the trees. They were laid out on the platform. They were laid out at the pews. Look around. Where are they? Because in the excitement of what was happening, they failed to hear the still small voice. See, that's what's going to keep us. When everything's quiet and nobody else is around, and everybody thinks they done went crazy. Look at what they're doing. Church shouldn't have to be that way. Listen to me. In a still, small voice, when we obey what it says, it'll change your life. It'll change your outlook on life. It'll change your attitude. And it'll change the way you think. See, in the last 6 months, we've been to several different churches. Different kinds of churches. And I made this statement, I think it was Thursday night, to might have been Pastor Josh. I said, you know, we the word that's being taught here, we've been in churches in the last 6 months, and the same word being taught here, we've heard it read in other churches, but they have no idea, they have no clue of what they're reading. We went to Chicago in a Catholic church. We were sightseeing. We were tourists. And AJ said, I got a church. I want you to go and see the inside of it. So lo and behold, we walked right into service. So we sitting there and the guy's getting ready to start. And the priest got up and he read the word. You know what it was, Sister Gloria? It was the exact same word we've been hearing. But they denying the power of it. They denying the wisdom of it. They denying the understanding in it. Different churches that we've been in, the same words of Jesus is being talked about, being read, and they have no clue how powerful it is, how awesome it is, if they just allow it to become real to them. And that's what God wants. He wants us to allow his word to become more real to us than it's ever been. You know what? One thing that the Lord has been dealing with me about, and I mentioned this here not long before we left. If we never read another scripture, if there's not another scripture ever read from behind this pulpit, we should have enough of the word of God in us that none of us should turn our back on him. Because we done heard the word. But thank God that we're able to go over it and go over it. Because every time you hear it, it gets more and more powerful. You get more understanding in it. But we have to want this. It has to become a part of who we are. It has to become so real to us that it becomes a part of everyday life. You know why fishermen become good fishermen? Because it becomes a part of who they are. You know why boat captains become good boat captains? Because it becomes a part of who they are. So how do we become good overcomers, conquerors in Yahweh? He has to become a part of who we are. You know, we were at a meeting in Indiana while we were there, and we're in a leadership meeting. And one of the guys in leadership says, thank God he's my co-pilot. I said, that's the reason you're always in a ditch. Because he's your co-pilot. You need to start letting him be your pilot and to keep your car on the road and you won't run off in a ditch. Everybody wants Yahweh to be the co-pilot. Because in life, everybody wants to be in charge. Everybody wants his glory. You know why people are turning their backs on the truth of God's word? And they go on to the compromised word of God? Because people that compromise the word of God, they're looking for God's glory. And that's what they after. Exactly what Satan was after from the very time he got thrown out of heaven. He's trying to get God's glory. We have men across the United States of America and across the world trying to get God's glory. But God said he's not sharing his glory with nobody. But see, we got to want who he is in order for our lives to be what he designed it to be. We got to want him. And there's several people that I'm going to pray for tonight. I want the worship team to come back up and just start singing that song. But let me tell you what the Lord dealt with me about as I was getting ready. When's the last time, I'm not talking about making an emotional decision. I'm not talking about making a decision because it felt good to you. Because see, you can be having a bad day and somebody come up and hug you and make you feel good. And because of that, it sometimes changes what we do for the rest of that day. But I'm talking about not just a hug. I'm not talking about just reaching out and grabbing your hand. I'm talking about a father that no matter where we are, no matter how the chairs are set up, he's there. He wants to be there for us. But he's not always going to be in an earthquake or a storm. He wants us to start listening to the still, small voice. Before you start singing, I want Sister Connie to come up here. Listen, in those times, we get up in the morning. I didn't understand when I walked into the cabin we were staying in. There was two rockers. I thought maybe they was just trying to tell us we're getting old. But we set those two rockers up in the front of a wood stove. And I'd sit in that rocker when the Lord says, just listen. And I'd just sit there. And I'd listen. And all of a sudden, he would show up. See, when God says listen, it's because he's got something to say. But several of those times that he said listen, the Lord began to just deal with me concerning different people in our church. Listen, sometimes nobody understands how real the struggle is. But in talking about struggling, if the enemy's not fighting you, you might want to search your life. Because if he's not fighting you, it's because he's already got you where he wants you. Brother Chad called me. And he said that, or it might have been at one of the prayer meetings. He said, I know the enemy fights you. He said, I know that there's got to be times in your life that stuff comes against you. Well, it does. It does more often than people will ever know. But when that time, when the enemy comes against me, I can't dwell on that. I can't think about that. You got to get over it. You got to get past it. How do you get past it? Through the Word of God and through His Spirit. Through the leadership of God, of Yahweh's his anointing and his spirit, you get over that. Listen, everybody has struggles. Everybody is, you know, you have temptations. But at the time it comes, what do you do with it? How do you handle it? Do you just let it continue to tempt? Or do you take control of it? See, a lot of times it's more of a battle in your mind. But I made this statement in the last service I preached. So let me tell you how you get rid of the temptation of other women. Your wife has to look better to you every day than she looked the day before. You got to want to be with your wife more today than you did yesterday. You can't leave room for temptation to come. And I said this in making the statement. I said, you know, there's a lot of beautiful women in the world, but there ain't another woman as pretty as my wife. There's a lot of gods in the world, but there ain't no God greater than my Yahweh. But sometimes we don't live that way. Sometimes we don't act that way. But let me tell you what the Lord showed me. There's several of you I'm going to pray for. But see, listen to me. Sometimes we get a word, and all it is a word. I've learned how when I get a word, I got to start walking in it. I got to start living in it. I got to start accepting what God says and let Him put it in my life, and I got to let it be used through me to edify Him. See, most of the time a word ain't to edify me. It ain't to edify you. It's to edify Yahweh. It's to give Him the glory. Because if the moment we quit giving Yahweh the glory, we find ourselves in trouble. But as I was praying, and this happened more than once in a 3-week period, the Lord showed me, and he affirmed that tonight as I was standing back there. The Lord gave you an anointing to lead people into worship, but you hadn't been really seeing it to the fullness God showed you. But He's about to increase that anointing that is going to literally cause spirits to be broken. It's going to cause, and when people start walking in that spirit of worship, it's going to cause an anointing that's going to literally tear down walls. His chains are going to be just going to be broken. Shackles are going to begin to fall off. And you've questioned, Lord, am I really doing what You called me to do? It bothered you more than once. But God said, walk in it, live in it, and receive it, because He's about to do the work. People's about to grab a hold of the anointing that God showed you. Because the reason you came and you took the spot on the platform is because you've done it because of what God showed you. And let God, it's going to begin to just flow naturally. You're going to walk behind on this platform, and as you sing, it's going to just begin to flow naturally. It's going to just, you'll know, you'll see on the reactions of people. There's going to be people that's going to walk in this building that's bound, that's troubled, that's they going through it and in the worship. Because of a heart of worship, they're going to say, man, I need to tap into that worship. And when they do, deliverance is going to come. So lift up your hands. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank You. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let it flow, Father. Yoke destroying, bondage breaking anointing that's going to cause a spirit of worship like this church has never seen. It's going to cause a spirit of release. Walls are going to be torn down. Shackles are being broken in the name of Jesus. We thank You for it, Father. And we honor You, God. We give You all the glory and all the praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise You, Father. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Nicole, come up here. Hallelujah. Start singing. Just start singing real low. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Do that last song, keep going. Hallelujah. Only called you. Pastor Josh, from this night forth, you'll from day to day, you'll see a change in your wife like never before. He not only called you, but he chose you for a time as this. From the inside out, he began to change you. He began to prepare you for the position you're standing. And as he's making preparations, as he's preparing you, as he's getting you ready, he's going to begin to teach you how to reach the unreachable. In a small, still voice, he's going to speak words of wisdom, words of understanding. In fact, it's going to be so powerful, it's going to be so amazing to some people, they're going to literally take a step back and say, how did she know that? But you'll see. And not only is God going to show it to you, you're going to literally feel. The reason God's going to be able to use you the way he wants to use you, he's going to allow you to feel what they're feeling. Some will be hurt, some will be pain. But you'll feel it. And in a still, small voice, he's going to speak the words that you and after he speaks it, you'll open your mouth and it's going to begin to flow. It's going to begin to flow with anointing and life-changing power. Hallelujah. Pastor Josh, just put your hands on her. For a long time, you say, God, when's my turn? This is your turn. And what a time to be living. What a time to be led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for wisdom and understanding like never before. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to speak. And as you speak by the Spirit, she'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's you. You're going to cause lives to be changed. People that we thought we could never reach, they'll be reached. Their lives will be changed. They're going to have a relationship with you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ernie. thank you, Lord. Ready for this? Let me tell you what the Lord showed me when I walked around the corner and you were standing there. From the inside out, God's about to give you a boldness like you ain't never had. You'll begin to speak the words of Yahweh like you've never spoken before. For a long time, many times, many situations, you said, Lord, Father, if I could only tell them. Well, get ready because you're about to. If I could only share who you are the way you want me to do it. See, it's not going to be because of the way Ernie wants it. But it's because Yahweh is about to instill you with an anointing that's going to destroy the yokes that kept you from speaking in the past. But you're going to speak in wisdom and understanding. You're going to speak in a way that the person you're speaking to, even if they've never been to church before, they'll understand once you're done who Yahweh is. They'll understand that it's about a relationship with Him. You've longed for it. You've desired it. And it's like the more you long for it, the more you desire it, the more the devil fought against you. The enemy's a liar tonight, and the truth is not in him. There's a release of God's anointing about to be poured upon you like never before. It's going to begin to work through you. It's going to begin to work in you. It's going to begin to speak through you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God, I thank you, Lord. You're doing it right now, Father. Not man's wisdom, not man's understanding, not man's knowledge, but it's all about you, Yahweh. It's about you, Father, and I thank you for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you're here tonight, I want you to listen to me. There's several of you here. Your health has been a struggle. As they begin to sing this song again, you might have to stand up. You might have to move from where you're sitting or standing. I want you to begin. Listen what the Lord showed me. If we, tonight, will worship Him, if we will honor Him, people could be made whole. Listen to me. You say, but it's a struggle. It's hard. The woman with the issue of blood, all she done was heard. Listen, for 12 years she had this issue. She bled for 12 years. Imagine how weak she was. But she heard the word. She said, Jesus, somebody told her, Jesus is about to pass right here. And in her weak, frail state, in the weakest point of her life, she said, but if I just touch His clothes, if I just touch His clothes, I'll be made whole. Listen, you need to go back and read that. Go back and listen to what it says. The Bible says there was a multitude around Jesus. But she made her way through it. She went against all odds. She went against what the doctor said. She went against what everybody else said. And she got tired of the state she was in. And I believe that when she took the final leap and she began to reach out, it was the last bit of strength she had. And she just touched the hem of his garment. And the Bible says Yeshua stopped. And he said, "Who touched me?" And his disciple says, "Master, Yeshua, a lot of people touched you. Look at the multitude. Everybody's touching you." He said, "No, somebody touched me. Somebody touched me. They didn't brush by me." There's a difference between a brush by and a touch. And even though it was the tip of his garment, the Bible says she feared when he began to look around and see who touched him. And she said, "It was me." He said, "Daughter, your pastor's faith made you whole." That's not what it said. "Daughter, your husband's faith made you whole." No, what it said was, "Daughter, your faith, your trust, your willingness to reach in your innermost being and grab the last bit of strength you had in your body to touch me made you whole." And from that day forth, she was not the same. So from that day forth, she was not the same. Listen, I don't see a multitude around nobody. But sometimes it's a struggle just to stand up and worship him. You know, when you think about it, Pastor Josh, where we were to where we are now, sometimes we're ungrateful. When you look at where he took us from to where he's bringing us, sometimes we don't really appreciate it like we should. See, God's about to change that. Let me tell you what I've seen in the spirit. In God's spirit, in the spirit of Yahweh, I seen this people grab a hold of who Yahweh is like never before and start honoring him like we've never honored him before. But on the other side of that, I seen families surrendering and turning their lives over to him. See, they'll never enter the door. Listen to me. Why would I want to go somewhere without a reason? Oh my. Why would I want to go somewhere unless there's a reason to go? But when we begin to worship him, when we begin to give him honor like he deserves honor, people will have a reason to bust through those doors. Listen to me. I want you to get this. Some didn't even wait for the preacher to finish preaching before they were crying out to God. I'm talking about life-changing experiences. But I can't expect God to be real to the community or to the world if He's not who He needs to be in me. I'm talking about a release to worship Him and honor Him in everything we do. I'm not talking about getting up and running around the church 10 times. And I'm not talking about what I said earlier, where you just take your coat off and wave it and everybody falls out. I'm talking about something more real than that. Listen, I can't tell you how many people I've prayed for over the years that fell out in the spirit and God never had nothing to do with it. It was because the guy next to him fell out, so they wanted to. Listen, I was preaching in a service and doing what I'm doing right now. And I'm ministering to a person. And this guy walks up and he got between us. I had to tell him, get on the side. The reason you're not being ministered to the way that you think you should be is because you're not walking in a place God wants you to walk. But because people were getting a word, He wanted one. Listen, it's not about the person next to you. It's about who Yahweh is. Am I willing to let go of everything I have planned? Am I willing to let go of everything I have scheduled to fit His will in my life? See, sometimes we're not willing to do that. Sometimes we just don't have time. But let somebody invite you over for coffee. You know what time we go to bed? Sometimes when we go visit people. I remember sitting at a table and my wife's hit me. I don't know how I wasn't all bruised up. She's like, look at the time. It was only 1:30 in the morning. But when's the last time the Spirit of God came hitting you and saying, look at what time it is? You don't have a chance to do that because we don't spend that much time praising Him and worshiping Him and honoring Him. You know, it's a bad question to ask the speaker when you go out preach somewhere. You get to the church in the morning and they say, how you sleep last night? How you think I slept? I'm speaking this morning. If you're listening to the Spirit, you never slept a whole night. But it don't matter because what God gave you gives you enough strength to get through the day. And look, there was some times that the Lord said, wake up. It was a struggle. Just being real. There's times that you just wake up and sleep leaves you. But there's sometimes you got to struggle and you got to say, okay, get up. Let's go. And God honors that. And that's where He's trying to get us to. Sister Lynn, come up here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You've questioned, and you've questioned, and you've questioned. Lord, Father, where did I go wrong? Where did I mess up? Let me tell you what the Lord said. Get my Bible. This is what the Lord gave me one of them mornings. In Proverbs chapter 4. In verse 4 says, he taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee honor to honor when thou doest embrace her. She shall give thee to she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace and a crown of glory. She shall deliver to thee. You've questioned, and you've questioned, and you've questioned where you went wrong. But this is what the Lord would have me tell you tonight. Give it to Him. Because it's bad, and as much as you want to do it, as bad as you want it, you would give anything to see your kids back where they need to be. But the Lord's have me tell you, praise Him, honor Him, and give Him glory like it already happened. Give it to Him, and as hard as it is for a mom to do, let go of it and let Him. Are you going to speak words of correction? Absolutely. Are you going to speak words of instruction? Absolutely. But you'll hear it in a still small voice, and you'll only say what God allows you to say. But let go and let God. Because at this point, He's the only one that can do it, but He's going to do it through His word. His word will not return void. And they've heard enough of God's word that when He shows up, they already know. But we're going to come against that spirit of that's captured them. There's a spirit that has affected their mind. They have an infection of the wrong spirit in their mind. We're going to trust God for renewing of the mind. Because it's a mind thing. But it's been a mind thing so long, it turned into a heart thing. Only God, only Yahweh, through the blood of Yeshua, He paid the price, He made the way. And only He can do it. And listen to me, it might feel like, or many times you felt like I'm all alone. How many times you felt like nobody cares. But I want to tell you, many times the Lord had us praying. Many times we've called out the names. And it didn't come with a shake. It didn't come with an excitement. It came just a still small voice that prayed. And we're going to agree together. I want everybody in this church to stand up. Listen to me. If you're here, and your kids are not where they need to be with God, this is about the time I'd be accepting this for myself. This is about the time I'd be in agreement. You say, can God do that? We have a great example right here. We have a great example right here. Because you know what? Family gave up on Him. Church people gave up on Him. There was just a few. Listen to me. There was just a few. That say, God, I know You can do it. And here we are. Here we are. If there's ever a time we've ever agreed together as a body in unity, we need to start agreeing together. Listen to me. Let me tell you how close the Father wants us. If anybody in this church is going through it, they shouldn't have to pick up the phone and call us. But we should be listening to the Spirit. Because I'll never go through it alone. You say, how real can that be? Let me tell you something. I've said this before and I'll say it again. People don't understand how much we appreciate the prayers of every person when we're off doing ministry. I can tell you how the service goes if people's praying tonight. I can tell you about what God's showing us and the understanding and the wisdom He gives us while we're gone that people's praying. And I made this statement in preaching and in different places. I said, you know what? We got people back home that's praying for us right now. We got people in the wee hours of the morning calling out our names that God will use us. We got to agree together. We got to come together like we've never come together before. You see, that's what getting rid of. You want to get rid of some leaven? Start coming together. All year we need to be getting rid of some leaven that shouldn't be there in the Spirit. Because a little leaven affects the whole lump. We don't need no infections going around here. We've had enough of that. But what we need to do is we need to stretch our arm out. We need to reach through the multitude. We need to reach through the crowd and touch Jesus, touch Yeshua HaMashiach in a way that it stops Him and says, who touched me? Who touched me? Listen to me. I believe that there's some backslid children They're adults now. They have their children. That's about to find out what it is to have a real committed relationship to the Father. But you know what? When he starts doing the work, we got to be willing to get out of his way. Sometimes you know what it took for me to come to an understanding when I was in a backslid state? I had to hit the bottom. Sometimes as parents, when we see our kids going to the bottom, we want to run and jump underneath them and grab them. Listen, God's got them covered. Sometimes we got to get the bottom to understand that's the way out. Through the blood of Jesus is the way out. Through what he done, through the price he paid. I want you to grab your neighbor by the hand. We're about to come in agreement. You get those kids on your mind right now. If you're praying for somebody that's backslid or just not saved in your family, when you cook Sunday dinner, however many of them it is, set out the plates at the table. Let's put some action to our faith. Set out the plates at the table like they're going to show up. Because it might be at a dinner table that they come to a realization, I need to cry out to God. I need to get back where I once was. I need to get back in that relationship with the Father. Expect them to show up. Father, in the name of Jesus, you see every child from every family in this service tonight, in this church. Father, we call them in from the east to the west, from the north to the south, from the four corners of the earth, we're calling them in, Father. We speak in deliverance by the blood of the Lamb. He done paid the price, and we're claiming their lives for you, Father. We're claiming it for you, Father. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Now I want you to sing this song like they standing beside you. Praise the Father like he already done it. Thank you. God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. If you will wrap yourself in the Word of God, wrap yourself in Yahweh like you ain't never wrapped yourself before. Every day, God, our Father, your Father, wants to renew your mind. Every day. In your mind, it's been a struggle. It's been a battle. And listen, church, I don't know this because he's my son-in-law. I know this because of the Spirit of God. I fussed at them not long ago because they pass my house and don't stop. See, I don't know what I'm telling him because I've been sitting on his couch or he's been sitting on my couch. I know this because when we were 1,000 miles away, he's the one that God showed me. But see, God chose you for this time. You've even wondered how in the world I ever got mixed up with this family. What in the world is going on? But see, the devil tried to stop it. He tried to shut it down. But it's about relationship. It's about who he is. It's not about last name. It's not about who you married. It's about allowing him to be more real to you than he's ever been. And your family, it troubles you. There's sleepless nights because you're worrying about your family. Give it to God and let him be God and let him do it the way he has to do it. If you do that, you'll see the hand of God move. He'll change their lives. He'll change their mind. He'll give them a new mindset. Why would he do that? Because he loves Rob. Why would he do that? Because he loves Rob. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for a renewed mind daily. Walking the path you lay before him with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding like never before. Father, I thank you because you're going to bring his family in. You're going to deliver them and set them free, Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Yahweh. By the power of the blood of Jesus, I claim it done right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sister Andy. Hallelujah. I need two ladies real quick to come up here. Thank you, Lord. you the way you are. Because the very first time when you stepped out the vehicle and your feet hit the ground, there was something about the ground you hit. And there was something about Yahweh that caused you to come to a realization, this is where I need to be. But let me tell you what the Lord showed me. In fact, it was about 10 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday morning. I'm walking in that cabin. And there's times, because of the distance between you and your family, that it gets lonesome. It's lonely. Listen what he showed me. When you start feeling it, you could actually reach out and do this, and you're going to literally feel as the hands of the Father against the whole gym. The loneliness, only he can feel it. There ain't a person in this church can feel that like he can. But I'm talking about as sure as I'm talking to you. That's how real you're going to just feel. And it's going to uplift you in a way that many times after the uplifting, the next person you talk to, you're going to talk to them and it's going to cause life. You've wondered, Lord, why is it taking so long? Why hadn't I begun to see results? And I'm speaking to you now what the Lord's showing me as I'm looking at you. So I'm seeing this as plain as I'm looking at you. Spiritually, you're about to experience dry bones come to life. They're going to literally serve God. Because they're so dried up, it's like a bunch of dry bones. Is it just here? Absolutely not. But it's people that you've met over the years. It's even family members. They're dried up spiritually. But dry bones is about to come to life. Lift up your hands. Hallelujah. My, 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 my. Father, I receive this for myself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. See, yes, Lord. Listen, listen. Just pray for her, but don't touch her. As real as you felt when their hands hit your back, you're about to experience that in the spirit. You're going to literally feel in the spirit when your father's hand, not his hand, his hands are going to hit your back. It's going to uplift you. There's been times you've walked and you've struggled in walking. And you've even questioned in the past. You said, Father, where are you? But he wants you to look back. Because every time you've looked back and you only seen one set of footprints, you know what he was doing? He's carrying you across the hard spots. He was taking you over the high mountains. When it felt like you was in the lowest valley, he carried you across it. And he's going to continue to do that. He's going to continue to keep you. He set you apart for this time, for this day, for a time such as this. He has given you an anointing to be able to talk to people. Even in your place of work, there's folks that will talk to you that won't listen to nobody else. He's about to begin to break the yokes of bondage. And lives are about to be changed. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. By the power of the blood of Jesus, I thank you, Father. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just lift up your hands all across this building. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Sister Connie, can you come up here? Hallelujah. Point your hands this way. Thank you, Father. Father, right now. You see Sister Lois, you know all about her situation. I come against sickness. I come against pain. By the power of the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, Yeshua paid the price. He shed his blood. His body was broken for her healing. And Father, we reaching out and touching the hem of his garment right now. Completely made whole in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we give you all the praise and all the honor. Give us strength right now. Give us strength, God, right now. Let her feel your presence. As you wrap your loving arms around her. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yahweh, we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We worship you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You ready for this? Decisions, decisions, decisions. Sometimes, oh, how hard is it? There's some decisions that you've made that you had no peace about. There's some that you've made that you had peace about. The reason I asked Sister Connie to come up here is this is what the Lord showed me. There's some decisions you're about to make that's going to change your life drastically. What the Lord would have me tell you, make sure you're led by His Spirit. If there's any bit of doubt, if there's any question, that means don't do it. And the reason she's here is I believe that in the night, times in the day, God's going to give a word out of His word that's going to help you in your decision making. See, God always puts people together. And I don't know, have y'all been communicating in the past or what, but I'm just telling you what the Lord showed me. You'll not second guess it. You'll not doubt it. You'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt. This is the word for Kim at this time, and you'll get it to us some kind of way. It might be text, Facebook, or a phone call, or whatever. Could be face to face. But your decisions from this moment on in your life has to be completely directed by Yahweh. Everything you do. See, He has the path laid out. And sometimes His path don't quite line up to the path we think we should be on. No matter how this path looks, no matter how this path looks, we got to make sure what we're doing lines up with what Yahweh wants in our life. And if you do that, is it going to be easy? Absolutely not. It's going to get easier as you begin to make right choices. But in the beginning, it's going to be tough. I'll not stand here and tell you that it's going to be always easy, because it's not always easy. Sometimes we got to correct ourselves. Sometimes we got to train ourselves. And in training, sometimes it takes effort, it takes work. And sometimes training hurts. But if you'll go with God, if you'll go with Him, He's done, you'll look back and say, that was so nice to just get through that. Sometimes when it's a struggle, when it seems the hardest thing in your life, you'll look back and say, that wasn't so bad after all. I just let Him have control. It's all you got to do is let Him control you, let Him lead you and direct you. She'll call you, or she'll get in touch with you. There might be times, listen, if you're going through and you don't get that phone call, you might have to call and say, hey, can you pray with me? That's what we're here for. That's what people's here for. You know, we've lost that trust with one another in the church. We don't want to call people and say, hey, pray for me. It's a trust God's trying to get us back and get us knit together, that we could trust that I'm going to call so Brother Josh and he's going to pray with me. You know, I've learned over the years, if somebody calls me and asks for prayer, I got to pray right now. Because if I don't, sometimes it's the next day and I remember, you know what? Brother Scott called me and asked me to pray and I never prayed. But if you do it right then, You don't forget. The Lord would have me tell you, just walk softly before Him. And it's going to sound good. It's going to look good. And in some cases, it's even going to feel good. And you even, in some things that the enemy's trying to make you, get you to do the wrong choice, make the wrong choice, he's even trying to show you, he's going to show you how to try to make it Yahweh. But if it ain't Yahweh, it ain't Yahweh. See, he can make it look like it, he can make it feel like it, but is it really him? We got to be sure we're headed down that path he laid before us. No matter what the lights look like, no matter how the excitement seems, we got to be willing to follow that path he laid before us. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for direction. Thank you for strength, Lord. I praise you, hallelujah. Thank you that it's your way, not our will, not what we want, but what you want. And we give it to you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We got to do this tonight. Hallelujah. All right. Let's not forget service in the morning. Don't run out. We got to move these tables and chairs and get everything set up for you in the morning.
I've sat here and I've tried to ignore what the Lord is saying. But you know when you're supposed to do something. If I walk out these doors, I won't be obedient to what the Father has said. Pastor Charlotte, can you come up, please? I need our ladies, this church that love this woman right here, to just come and join me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tried so hard to just, not me, God, don't pick me. I don't want to say anything. She's the pastor of our church. I can't do that. But when God says you have to obey, I was like, no, I'm gonna let Brother Choi just dismiss. I'm not gonna say anything. And the Father just kept speaking these words in my heart. He wants to let you know that he knows you're going in and you're coming out. He's surrounding you with an army of ladies that are gonna back you up and support you. He knows every single detail of your life. He knows everything about you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. He knows the things that you're so quiet about and say nothing to anyone, but he knows everything. And he just wants you to sit and listen. He's going to whisper, like Brother Troy said, a small, still voice. And I just want you to know me for one, and I know every lady that's standing around you. You know, the enemy's real. And this woman is a strong woman in leadership that follows. And this is our pastors. Amen. I think about her daily. The Lord puts a burden on my heart to pray for her and for Pastor Jesse. You know, their struggle is real too. And the enemy tries to attack on every side. But when you have the word and you learn how to work that word with the faith, the Father just wants you to know you are loved. You were loved by him, number one, more than anything. And you are loved by a group of ladies that love you and support you and want to be here to pray with you and agree with you. And we're so thankful for you. And I just want to just come in agreement with the ladies of the church just to protect her mind, protect her physically, emotionally, spiritually, to renew and restore in her heart that what God's given her, the boldness of the word that he puts in her that she can bring forth. I don't know if anybody's ever read in Facebook. She put some words out there the Father gives, and they're sharper than a two-edged sword. Amen? It's amazing. And I believe the enemy just tries to make her feel so belittled sometimes when God's given her so much power through him to speak the word that he needs her to speak. So I just want to pray over our pastor right now. Father, we just come before you. We thank you for Pastor Charlotte. God, we thank you for overshadowing her. Thank you for giving her a clear, sound mind. You are not a God of confusion. You are a God that's going to give clarity, understanding, and wisdom beyond what she could ever imagine. I remember the words spoken over her life, Lord. She'll be like a radar, and she'll be able to detect things that we can see far beyond what we can see. And Father, I thank you for just restoring the words that you spoke over her life. Lord, just letting them become a reality, letting her use what you have given her, God. Only you can, God. And we just pray over her mind, her body, health, Lord, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, protection around her. God, just strengthen her, strength that she cannot shake and knows, God, that it's coming only from you. Only you, God, can give her the strength that she needs. And Father, I just thank you for instilling in her the boldness that she has, that you have given her to speak forth your word and to not be afraid, God, of the gifts you have given her and the callings you have given in her life. We give you the praise, we give you the honor, and we give you the glory. And thank you, Father, for just overshadowing. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. I love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this woman of God. Thank you, Lord.
Outer lady, stay up here.
Hallelujah. Give you the praise, God. We love this lady.
Thank you. Let me tell you what the Lord just said. You have held back, and you've held back, and you've held back. Because you don't want to offend nobody. You don't want to hurt nobody. But see, sometimes in the word God gives, it becomes an offense to people. If it's through the word, they're just offended. But God's about to restore you in that. You'll be able to speak to ladies and listen to me. Let me tell you two things the Lord showed me. Number one is he's going to restore that back to her. To speak into ladies' lives. Because of an incident that happened and people got offended. It's like the devil's been beating her down with it. Well, the enemy's a liar and the truth's not in him. The other thing is, and I want the men, there's a reason that all this stuff is coming back together. There's a reason on one Thursday the ladies meet, one Thursday the men's meet. I hadn't had a chance to be in those meetings. We left. But see, when I was standing right there and I looked at this. Pastor, what do you see wrong with this circle? What do you see? There's gaps all in it. And that's why I was standing there and the Lord said, look at the gaps. And then our church. I'm not just talking to the ladies. I'm just telling you what the Lord showed me. I'm talking to everybody. We have become distant, and in being distant, it caused gaps. So you know what the enemy does? He just comes in and out. He sows discord just like he, because there's gaps. So what do you do when there's a gap? How many of you remember the message, Restorers of the Breach? I mean, we heard that so many times, we should never forget it. But we fail to live in it. You know, it's like I said before, and I'll say it again tonight. I would rather have somebody come to me and say, hey, you're going an error, than to just sit back and not say nothing and watch me walk right into death. Hallelujah. Right into spiritual suicide. But the first thing we do, and the reason that it's so hard to walk in that liberty in God, listen, I'm going to just be honest with you. I was in a church, 150 people? At least 150 people. I've never been there before. But I was more nervous standing by that door right there a while ago than I was when I walked in that church I ain't never been in. Tonight. Because when God wants to do something, the enemy comes, and because of the thing we've made it, not what the Father has made it, what we've made it. Well, I can't tell this one this because they're going to get mad. Well, listen to me. I made up my mind. I'm going to say what God says.